In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are lots of reasons to sing in the church. We sing because we've been forgiven. We sing because of our hope in the resurrection that we have in Jesus Christ. From the beginning, Christians have sung in worship following the Jews because the bridegroom is present. And whenever the bridegroom is here, it is always an occasion for joy, celebration, and singing. Yesterday, when we were celebrating the Lord's Supper here during the distribution, we sang words from that great ascension hymn of the Venerable Bede, who is commemorated on this day in the Christian church. These were his opening words. A hymn of glory let us sing, new hymns throughout the world shall ring. And then Bede gives the reason for the new song. Christ, by a road before untrod, ascends unto the throne of God. Alleluia. Singing hymns to our ascended Lord is why Christ has made us kings and priests to God our Father and to the Lamb. This is what the royal priesthood does. It sings, praises God, because it has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. True worship, John tells us this morning, is through Christ to the Father by the Spirit. In Christ, we sing praises to God the Father. In Christ, we are enthroned in heaven with the Father. In Christ, what we offer back to God in our praise and thanksgiving through our doxological worship is what we have been given. And that is this new life we have in Christ. We sing back to him what he gives us, because we have received from him in this renewal of all creation through his death and resurrection, his life. And that life continues to be present among us and to make all things new at a feast that he prepares for us with sumptuous food. Food that fills our ears, that fills our bodies, that fills our souls with his presence. St. John greets the seven churches of Asia Minor with grace and peace. Grace and peace from him who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Grace is that space that we now live in. The space we live in because Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn, the ruler of the kings of the earth, has come down from heaven in order to wash us and all creation with his blood. And since his incarnation, the powers and principalities of this world are warring against him and against those who are in him by baptism and faith. And yet, those who have been washed in his blood, they are at peace with the Pantocrator, the Almighty. And they have no fear for his return. In fact, even now, since the moment of his ascension, the baptized are searching the heavens for him, looking to see him come on clouds in the same manner in which he left. And when he comes, everyone will recognize him. They'll recognize him as the crucified and resurrected Lord, both those enemies who pierced him and those tribes of nations who mourn in repentance as they await his coming. For it is precisely because he was faithful unto death, precisely because he suffered the death of a martyr who bore witness to the truth of God, precisely because he is the firstborn of a new creation, that he will be recognized as the Savior and the Judge of the nations. And so convinced will everybody be of his return that everyone will say, even so, Amen. When Jesus ascended back to heaven after his descent into our world, he had completed his journey. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, had reached his goal. The Eternal One, through whom we enter eternity in the waters of holy baptism, is now enthroned on high, and we are enthroned with him. In the Old Testament, the Alpha and the Omega represented the Shekinah, God's visible presence for the benefit of his people. As the Alpha and the Omega, the ascended Lord gives us, even now, a foretaste of eternity in all our ascension, Easter, and Pentecost feasts. And for this, there is a great reason for song. Or in the words of the Venerable Bede, give us your joy on earth, O Lord, in heaven to be our great reward, where throned with you forever we shall praise your name eternally. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.